Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Ryan.
Hello, Ben and Nathan. I joined LSAT Demon about a month ago after spending my first few months of LSAT training using another LSAT prep book, and my results have been great. I have been averaging a 176 on my last six practice tests, and I scored a 180 on prep test 85 last week. In a meeting with my pre-law advisor last week, she mentioned that I should consider shifting into, quote, maintenance mode, spending less time per week studying. I average 10 to 15 hours a week currently. That's perfect. That sounds great. And I just practicing enough to keep the test fresh and ensure that I stay at my current level of performance. Depending on the direction I take, I am concerned about either getting burnt out through overstudying or losing out on further gains. What do you think? Should I switch into maintenance mode or should I continue to work at the rate I am currently? Thank you, Ryan. 10 to 15 hours a week doesn't sound like too much to me, but everybody's schedule is different. Does it feel like you're burning out, Ryan? That would be my question.
If it feels like you're burning out, then you definitely have to take a break. But I wouldn't take the advice of random pre-law advisor. I mean, what did random pre-law advisor score on their LSAT?
Yeah.
Did they even take the LSAT? Did they go to law school? Even if they did, they're not an LSAT teacher. Averaging a 176 on your last six practice tests means that there's not a hell of a lot of upside. But yeah, if you're not feeling burned out on 10 to 15 hours a week, then why wouldn't you keep going with 10 to 15 hours a week? I presume you're taking the April and or June LSAT using August and September as backups. I mean, if not, that's definitely what you should be doing because you're already there.
Yeah, now you need to take multiple tests so you can get a 172, a 178, a 173, whatever. Like yeah. You're going to get random scores
averaging
in that range.
176 means you're going to get a 180 sometimes and you're going to get a 169 sometimes. And that means you need to take the test multiple times. Yeah. Hopefully you get a 176 or higher on your first attempt. If you do, then maybe you just say scoreboard, I'm done. But many people need to take it multiple times in order to get your best. For Dungeons and Dragons nerds, taking the test multiple times is like rolling with advantage. When you roll with advantage, you roll twice and you take the highest number.
Okay.
So like taking the test multiple times is like rolling with super advantage, right? You could take the test, Ryan, if you've never taken the test before, if you take it in April and June, you could also take it in August and September. You could take it four times and still have, and so that's the best of four rolls, basically. And we know that the best of Ryan's last four includes a 180.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of upside there, right? Like Ryan should definitely start taking the official test.
Yeah.
But I don't know that random pre-law advisor tossing off this advice of, well, you should go into maintenance mode. Okay. What do you actually know about LSAT prep?
How do you feel? I mean, if you feel like 10 to 15 hours a week is too much, then scale it back, but do that because of how you're feeling as you sit down to study. We want you to give it your best hour. And if you have too many other things going on right, and you're not making much marginal gains on the LSAT, that's fine. But look, you also do have room for improvement. There are things you're getting wrong. Learn from them. It's great.
Your best 1 hour a day is the critical thing. And if that's all you have time to give it is your best 1 hour a day, that's going to be plenty, Ryan. So you do have my blessing to drop it down to just an hour a day if you wanted to. But if you don't want to, I don't really see any reason necessarily to. If you're, you know, ideally, hopefully you're enjoying the test at this point. So
yeah,
keep going until you're done.
Good luck and congrats. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.